The New Art World Order. By statistically capturing all internet images at a price of $10 million or so, computer programs became able to synthesize any kind of image. You can feed it text, noise, news articles, incomprehensible poetry like you are reading right now, and also old blurry photographs, and more shockingly, incomplete unfinished high school watercolor doodles. That's right. The generative intelligence can turn all your high school watercolor bonanza into freaking masterpieces. If you take it one more step, you can stop attempting to paint hair. There may come a day where someone may say, you should stop attempting to paint hair. Because no matter how hard you try, the generative intelligence can do it 10 times better. The world of art has changed overnight. Some artists put up a no AI sign on their website and probably, very likely, simply quit. Museums, galleries will no longer accept beautiful works without proper artistic credentials and portfolios, lest they look like buffoons for holding up something that took a computer 18 seconds to make. Anybody can sit down and release a beautiful art book that can captivate nearly as much as hard-earned history of art. A proper masterpiece requires at minimum 100 hours of work, but it takes the computer less than a minute to do a better job. Where the artist would have to highlight all the clumps of hair, the AI does it automatically. Though not quite yet in real time. Hardware manufacturers that kept the prices high and performance low are now stocked with computers that take too long to do generative art. Today, a computer that can't generate beautiful art in a short amount of time is useless. What level of madness would a child have to suffer not to own a computer that can turn grandma into cute chibi anime? Or worse. And who wouldn't want a desktop that can turn family photos into detailed, high-resolution, and breathtaking art? This here is the new art world order. You don't have to paint hair or fur or eyes. Just indicate where it goes. There are two types of professional artists. Those who work hard and those who deliver hard. Hard work will forever be recognized by a wise museum, but easily delivering countless artworks every day, all the time, can prevent an artist from starving. But this new art world order is not about the hard-working or the fast-working artist. Nah, not anymore. This is about the angel-headed hipsters from high school now being able to create outstanding masterpieces and learn from them and practice proper art while at it all. One of the things artists used to do is keep everyone out by tricking them into thinking hand-eye coordination was required. It wasn't. Countless artists were turned away by the boredom of this useless Sisyphean task. Countless many lied that art was in their genes, just to make themselves feel special. Now the universe of art came to collect. Between open source Krita, stable diffusion and all its permutations, and yes, the fine art of photo bashing, the gateways to the universe of art now beacon to all.